1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Dadeville, Alabama, have not said if they have any suspects or a motive in the shooting that killed four people and injured dozens more at a teenager's birthday party. Tamia Cox was at that party and says she saw more than one person firing.
I just ran up to the shooter and he told me to move so he won't shoot me, the other one.
Was that before or after you got shot?
After.
How many shooters do you remember there being?
I just saw two in the bathroom and that's why I ran.
Tragedy struck again in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, just days after a mass shooting there. Correspondent Mark Strassman says there was more gun violence.
On Saturday night, at least one shooter fired into a crowd of hundreds in a city park. Two people fell dead, four more wounded, in a community still reeling from last week's bank massacre.
This has been an unspeakable week of tragedy for our city.
That was Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg. Five were killed at that bank in Louisville last Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court plans to hear arguments this week in a challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone. Deputy Director of Surveys here, Jennifer DePinto, has results of a new CBS News poll about the pill.
A big majority of Americans, 67%, want to see the abortion pill mifepristone remain available in states where abortion is legal. We find that even some who are generally opposed to abortion also hold this view.
The Delaware judge overseeing a voting machine company's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox News says he is delaying the start of the trial until Tuesday. Well, people are sounding off online about what was supposed to be the live reunion special for Love is Blind on Netflix. But some viewers were left waiting and waiting tonight.
I made the wrong choice. And now I'm going to propose to another woman.
Netflix released a statement late Sunday apologizing to viewers.
Sorry, I'm crying.
The streamer says it obviously didn't turn out as planned and joked Love is late. Reasons for the delay aren't clear. But it's now the second live event hosted by Netflix. The first was Chris Rock's stand-up special Selective Outrage. It live streamed last month without any major issues. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
One person tweeted to Netflix that it should go back to sending out DVDs because that's more their speed. Well, they don't call him the boss for nothing.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Garden State legend Bruce Springsteen is getting his own holiday in New Jersey. Saturday, September 23rd will officially be declared Bruce Springsteen Day in honor of the singer's birthday.
Oh, I'm on fire.
So says Jersey's governor. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You've never had anything like Kentucky Fried Chicken's new chicken nuggets. They're so good, you'll hear a random choir singing every time you open the box. Don't believe me? Just listen. Box open.
KFC. Chicken nuggets, KFC.
Box close. Open. Close. Can we get a remix? Order KFC's new chicken nuggets on the KFC app today. That's finger looking good. Prices and participation may vary.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, April 17th.
In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the fair office in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education will have a curriculum acquisition preview open house from 2 to 5:30 p.m. at East Junior High. The community is invited to review materials related to grades 6 through 12 social-emotional learning, 9 through 12 science, and grades K through 12 health. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. and the Health and Human Services Board meeting will begin at 4:30. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3, the City of Adams Finance Committee will meet from 5 to 6, and the City Council meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy skies, overnight, with snow likely. Lows around 27, winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely again, tomorrow, 33, cloudy, 23 tomorrow night, chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow, overnight, through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The race for Marshfield City Council in District 10 was one of the closest in the state. News 9 reports Andrew Rigel defeated Bonnie Andres by just 2 votes. Andres filed for a recount. Chief Election Inspector Chelsea Willis led the recount by hand. The hand-counted ballots aligned exactly with the machine numbers. Andrew Rigel received 257 votes and Bonnie Andres received 255. City Clerk Jessica Schiffrel told News 9 it proves poll workers are doing exactly what they need to do on Election Day. The Wisconsin DNR Board approved a resolution asking legislators for more money to manage wildlife habitat and maintain public lands. With land purchases on the rise, the DNR already manages 1.6 million acres of property, including boat landings, parking lots, signs, and is responsible for wildlife management. Republican lawmakers argue that this will drive up the state debt. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Cloudy skies overnight with snow likely. Lows around 27. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, 33. Cloudy, 23 tomorrow night. Chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR.